Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Many companies complain there aren't enough qualified workers to fill jobs, especially in the tech world. It's believed that the skills gap will get worse in the future with technology's fast pace. But there are programs that see the skills gap as an opportunity gap, and they're training people who don't normally have access to these jobs. WBUR's Anindya Enwemeka reports for our Bostonomics series, The Future of Work.
26-year-old Octave Muhirwa is a support engineer at a mobile marketing startup.
It's great. It's really exciting.
This is drastically different than what he used to do. Octave moved to Boston at 19 from Rwanda and was granted asylum. He sold sunglasses out of a pushcart downtown.
From spring to like around October when the sun kind of fades away, and then I would work for this other person selling scarves during winter, so he just freezes in the cold right in front of Macy's.
Then he heard about a friend who interned at an investment management company through an interesting program.
And I think I went to visit him once there and was like, this nice building downtown. I was like, oh my God, this is great. Just kind of like helped me picture where I could be. So then I just went ahead and applied.
The program is called Year Up. It's a nonprofit whose mission is to train young adults who lack opportunities for professional careers. They tend to come from low-income and underserved communities. It's free, and students even get a stipend. And they're offered classes in sales, project management, workplace readiness, communications, and IT.
So welcome to our CIS 201, which is the computer hardware. And at the end of the 7 weeks, the hope is that you guys would be in a very good place.
Kayvon Sabery has taught at Year Up for 14 years. Today, he gives the students a few computer basics.
So does anybody know what is the smallest value for data?
A byte.
Who said a byte? That's wrong. Yeah. Now, when you put 8 of those bits together, gives you
a byte.
So what is the smallest value for data?
Bit.
Sabery works the room and injects a bit of humor to keep the class engaged.
Every time I say Microsoft, what do you say?
God bless Bill Gates.
But Kayvon Sabery is very serious about making sure these students learn the right skills.
Throughout this next few weeks, they will be able to change motherboard, change hard drives, troubleshoot issues with computers, and upgrade them.
And there are companies eager for Year Up students, like Partners Healthcare, the state's largest hospital network and biggest private employer. Garrick Rodriguez is a senior IT manager at Partners Healthcare, and he says it's a challenge to fill entry-level IT jobs.
If we don't fill those positions, we're going to struggle to be effective. We're going to struggle to deliver the technology and the services that we need to deliver in this revolving world of digital and technology.
Partners Healthcare has hired 30 Year-Up grads in recent years. Garrick Rodriguez says his greatest need is for workers who have professional skills as well as technical expertise. And Year-Up fills that gap with its mix of classes.
Oh, now I'm walking down the stairs, though.
And students here say the program is rigorous. 21-year-old Sage Dela Cruz used to work at a car rental company. Now she's learning IT at Year-Up.
I feel very secure. I know after I finish Year Up, I'll always have a job just because of how quickly the technology industry is growing. I know there'll always be a place for me to go.
Right now in Massachusetts, there are 17 jobs for every computer science grad. And many jobs in science, technology, engineering, and math are projected to grow by double digits by 2024. So training is crucial, and it helps people like Octave Muhirwa, the pushcart vendor turned engineer, who now works at a Boston startup. He did an internship through Year Up in IT at an investment firm. Then he worked part-time at the company while he went to college and studied computer engineering.
Actually, my Year Up graduation felt better compared to my actual college graduation because Year Up becomes like family. You make really good connections, you make really good friends.
Year Up started in Boston in 2000 when there were few organizations doing this training. Now there are other programs like coding boot camps, workshops, and internships, all trying to fill the skills gap. Year Up now trains 3,500 students across the country, and they hope to scale up because, as they see it, there are tens of thousands of opportunity youth out there. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor and Wameka.
Coming up tomorrow on WBUR's Morning Edition, as our Future of Work series continues, we go to the front lines of a new industrial revolution in manufacturing, one that promises to transform the roles of workers and how things are made.